USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the ceasefire in Syria has just begun.
There was some activity today, but we also saw some very positive activity, the beginnings of the coordination that will be required. The reason this couldn't happen instantaneously is there was a great deal of coordination that had to take place so that there can, in fact, be a safe withdrawal.
Turkey's president says they will resume fighting unless Kurdish-led fighters withdraw. President Trump says the Kurds are pleased with the ceasefire.
You have the Kurds who we're dealing with and are very happy about the way things are going, I must say.
Former Ohio Governor John Kasich says he now favors the House impeachment inquiry. He says he made up his mind after hearing Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney talk about the president's withholding military aid from Ukraine unless Ukraine's president investigated Joe Biden and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he had to turn away supporters at a rally in Queens, New York. He made his return to the campaign trail after suffering a heart attack 2.5 weeks ago. He says his message is about more than just beating President Trump.
It is about transforming this country. It is about creating an economy and a government that works for all of us, not just the 1%.
He picked up endorsements from Congresswomen Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
An enormous amount of the House of Representatives endorsed Medicare for All. That's thanks to Bernie.
The Republican National Committee tweeted, "It's no surprise far-left Democrats have endorsed Sanders, saying their agendas align." You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A new study reports 4 in 5 Americans have searched for health-related topics on the Internet. John Clemens reports a growing number of people are using Dr. Google.
Some people call those trying to diagnose themselves as cyberchondriacs, while others say they are empowered consumers who are better, more effective advocates for themselves in the exam room. Doctors say informed patients who come to their appointment armed with research can be an asset. Physicians today don't have the time or mental capacity to keep up with the ever-expanding body of medical knowledge. About one-third of doctors spend an average 15 minutes with each patient, and if these people come armed with targeted questions gleaned from the Internet, both doctor and patient can make the most of their limited time together.
There's a new report on millennial millionaires, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
A report says around 618,000 young adults in the U.S. are millennial millionaires. Coldwell Banker and Wealth Engine finding that nearly half of the population of wealthy young people is growing in California specifically. Millennials are defined as people born between 1982 and 1996, making them ages 23 to 37 as of 2019. The report says millennials are expected to inherit trillions from their baby boomer parents in the great transfer of wealth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio.